This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this Topper's theme? Might be. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giller, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We see you people. We'll get to you people coming up later in the show. Our YouTube audience there. Daily Mock at 1 o'clock, 1 hour from now. This draft's coming up soon. Next Thursday, a week from this Thursday, is the NFL draft first round. We'll be there. We got a 4-pack of tickets, Hughes Clues today, and it's sold out. So the only way to get him is right
here. Through me.
You got to get him through Hughes algorithm, which is a dangerous.
Got to get him through me.
Yeah, and what we got an animal. As we're looking for an animal today.
Yeah, an aminal.
And you got there, but what were you looking at this weekend?
I was just my algorithm, and it was, you know how it took me down a rabbit hole, and I just thought the way that this animal operates is fascinating.
Operates mean mating.
Yeah, that. And just everything.
Okay. So we got your guesses coming up here. We also have, as Kyle played us in with Topper's song, Hugh, we had another new lineup this weekend at the top, right? I mean, lineups in baseball typically change a lot with the bottom, right? You know, a backup comes in, a backup catcher. But we are now on three leadoff hitters in the span of 2 weeks. So we knew coming out of spring training it'd be Turner, Schwarber, Schwarber, Turner, right? They'd flip-flop those guys. Okay. And we kind of got used to that for a couple weeks. But then they struggled in Atlanta, and particularly, Hugh, they struggled because no one was protecting Bryce Harper, right? Mm-hmm. Bohm struggled. Castellanos had a 5-strikeout game. So on Friday, I got home after our show, and I saw the lineup, and I'm like, whoa. So Topper obviously took exception to what happened to Harper getting walked a lot in Atlanta, and he said, I need to protect Bryce Harper. And he put Schwarber behind Harper, and he let off Bryson Stott on Friday and Saturday. Hugh, what's your thought now that we are on our third leadoff hitter? I appreciate that Topper's trying to hit different buttons, but this feels to me like I feel like he's worried and he's trying a lot early. It just feels like a lot. Like the Schwarber-Turner thing, I didn't think that was going poorly. Those guys were jostling back and forth, and it was working. Do we really need three different leadoff hitters this early into the season? What'd you make of Stott getting a shot at it on Friday and Saturday?
I thought it was interesting because it was like, huh. And somebody brought up Bryce leading off, and he was like,
Rhea, why? Rhea brought that up.
Yeah. But before that, And I was like, okay, well, you would think that with protection in the order and all the things that we were talking about, that might have been – maybe the move that you would have made. I thought it was kind of interesting that was the choice that you made for the leadoff.
So here's my thing. I like Stott. I've always been a Stott fan. I don't think he's good enough to be a leadoff hitter. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Like, I just don't think he's proven enough. I don't think he's good enough. I don't think he gets on base enough. He doesn't hit for enough power. I just look at him as a good complementary piece, a bottom or middle of the order, like 6, 7, 8. I'm all good with that with Bryson Stott. I like him, and I think he has good at-bats, but do I want Bryce to start getting the most at-bats in a game? Not really. I mean, like, if you were to count it off, what is he? How would you rank him among the Phillies hitters? You have Schwarber. You got Turner.
He wouldn't be the guy that I would probably flirt with leading off with this early in the season.
Right, and just the way a game goes, like, the leadoff hitter is going to get the most at-bats, right? Like, it comes back around potentially a fifth time, you know, late in the game. I don't know. That's not what I think of as Bryce's style at this stage of his career. It felt to me like Topper's really running out of ideas here to get this thing going. 215-592-9494. What'd you make of the extra lineup now? I mean, I'll tell you one thing that's happened, Hugh. Topper has thrown us for a loop tour. I don't know what tonight's going to be. Like, if you had a guest tonight, what are we doing? Is it Schwarber? Is it Stott? Is tonight, it Turner? So they're going to face a righty tonight. So that would likely mean no Turner. Now, a week ago, that would have meant Schwarber. But is it Stott? Is Stott the new leadoff hitter against righties? Is that what we just did this weekend, or are we just experimenting here?
I think that was an experiment.
Okay.
I think that was an experiment. I think, who is it? I would probably say tonight.
Schwarber?
I was Schwarber.
That would be what they would have done to start the season to get to right, because the Giants are going to throw a righty
tonight.
Yeah,
I was trying to figure out the matchup that you wanted. Yeah, Schwarber.
Kyle, what are you feeling on Stott as our third leadoff hitter?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Like, he's just, like with Schwarber and Trey, when they're at their best, and they've put that on display before, that both of them are capable of being leadoff hitters, or both are good enough players that you want to put them at the top of your order all the time. Stott's just not there yet. Like, 1, 2, and 3 guys are guys that you pretty much guarantee get into the lineup the most of anybody.
Your best hitters.
Right.
You want them to have most at bats.
That's not Bryson Stott. Sorry.
Like the Dodgers, when they're healthy, they roll out Ohtani, Betts, Freeman. Like that's a 1, 2, 3.
Right.
Like the dangerous, best players, best hitters. Stott? I mean,
now you want this to be Harper, Turner, and, you know, Schwarber, Casty. I mean, ideally, Bohm should be more in the top half of the lineup, too. But, like, until Stott puts something together that shows me that he should be up there, I don't know.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Is it too early to have real concerns with the Phillies? How about this today? 62% say no, which means they're concerned.
That's the pledge.
That is the pledge. It's the Phillies pledge. 38% did not take it seriously like Hugh Douglas.
I took it seriously.
Mm. You didn't.
I did.
No one believed that.
I did. I'm just more laid back than you guys. You guys are kind of like, you know, you're the type that if somebody's driving fast, you're on the other side of the passenger seat with a steering wheel and a brake. You're trying to push your foot through the floor instead of letting somebody else that's actually driving.
You're a do nothing Douglas.
No, that's not the case. It's not. No, I'm not panicky Douglas. See, y'all panicky. It's panicky Kyle and panicky Joe.
We're just realistic about what we're seeing.
Yeah,
and not excuse makers.
What do you mean? It's not excuse making. Mm. It's not time to panic. We still got a lot.
You
more
know, see, we had their cold. Bohm just needs home cooking.
Mm-hmm. No, I thought he would go home and sleep in his bed and just clear his head.
Didn't work.
Clear his head.
Liberatore is the next Cal Quantrill.
Did not say
2024.
That.
But you implied it.
I did not imply it. But y'all got to admit, those first four innings went fast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they went fast.
It's annoying.
Mm-hmm. He was real efficient.
Oh, he stinks.
He was
efficient word.
Mm-hmm. No, he wasn't efficient in the first five innings.
Because we made him
efficient. The Phillies are inefficient. That's the spin. It's unbelievable. No, I wish we had the YouTube thing when Hugh made the pledge, because we would have the video
of him smiling.
Of how your not fingers, seriously he took it.
Your fingers were crossed behind your
but
back.
But I'm always smiling. That's what I do.
But it was like a half smile, like
this
about
is to say half-ass smile.
Yeah, half-ass smile. like this pledge is ridiculous.
No,
I'm gonna go
not.
Along with it so they don't yell at me, but I don't mean it.
I always go along with you guys' shenanigans. Always, and I'm always 100%
but this was shenanigans.
I'm 100% in.
This the pledge was serious.
I took it serious.
You did not.
You just called it shenanigans.
No, because most of the time y'all be on shenanigans because y'all, you know, every day it's a roller coaster ride.
I don't know.
You're the one talking about animals reproducing. Shenanigans.
And once somebody figures it out, can't wait to tell this story because this is
I can't wait either.
Yeah, this is going to be a ratings bonanza. Tom in Middletown. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, Tom. What's up?
Listen, I just wanted to clear one thing up. Kyle is not a screener. He is one of the best guys doing his business.
He's a gatekeeper.
He is a
Ron's a jerk.
He's definitely a gatekeeper.
And his name is Kyle, not the screener.
Kyle has many responsibilities
on this show. Than just a call screener.
Right. He picks up the phone. Yeah. He produces the show. He does a lot of things around
Ron,
here.
Ron, however, nothing more than a caller.
That's what Ron is. Mm-hmm. I mean, he might have other roles in life, but to us, he's a caller. Yeah. Go ahead.
If you call enough, you'll know what Kyle's role is, and it's fantastic. So he does a great job. So I just wanted to clear that up.
All right, you buttoned him up enough now, Tom. Now go ahead.
Okay, now let's be. I'll get in faster. When it comes to Bryce Harper, like talking like the stoic philosophy. Okay. That is owned by Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts owns that. That's him. That's him for real. I need Bryce to be real, and I think he needs to get a little bit more fired up and a little bit more like involved in this team. I mean, he's, you know, struggling a bit, and I want to know about this like new approach to the plate that we have this year. Yeah, you know, we're taking a lot more pitches. You know, we're trying to work the count, this and that, blah, blah, blah. But it seems like we're not driving the ball anymore. We used to hit shots to the gap. We're not doing any of that. And to say that our team is tired in mid-April, you got to be kidding me. It's a long season, man. You cannot use that excuse that we're tired.
Well, I agree with that. And Tom, to your point on like what your eyes are telling you, the numbers back it up. So they're not chasing as much, which is great, but they're also not hitting the ball as hard as they did in years past, and they're not hitting for as much power. So it's like it's a trade-off. Sure, we're not chasing as much, but there's also not a lot of oomph. Other than Schwarber, nobody's really hitting home runs.
Right. Nobody's driving the ball to the gap. Nobody's jumping on that first pitch. And now like we have this philosophy, and maybe the major leagues, the pitchers say, okay, yeah, these guys are going to sit here and take three pitches. Now all of a sudden you're in below in the count. You're two strikes, and now you got to, you know, defensively swing. I want to be aggressive right out of the gate, and that's how we hit for the last 3 years. And this year we're not doing any oomph. Like I don't see any drive in the ball or power or excitement.
Well, I don't either. And their team slugging percentage is under 375. It's really a singles team right now. They're not hitting the ball for other than Schwarber. I mean, really, Schwarber's carrying all their power right now, and they're going to have to get more of it. Hopefully it starts this week. All right, Tom, what's your guess? Hugh's clues. What animal is Hugh talking about?
I'll tell you what. Hugh is the best clue giver in the world. I mean, I swear to God. He gave it to me on the second one. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And before he gave his clues, he visited with the grandmother of his son and the mother of his son. And they're all matriarchs. The best matriarch on earth is an elephant.
An elephant? Hugh, that's pretty
philosophical.
Well,
but no,
thought out. It's not it, though, Tom. No, we appreciate it.
He jumped through a few hoops to get
he did.
To get to
I didn't know where he was going with this, but we got to elephants.
No, but But I did ask Grandma about, had the conversation.
You
did have this.
You brought the
I almost just let it slip.
We had a conversation.
This close
hold
to letting
you
it
brought
slip.
The algorithm situation to Grandma?
She knows me very well.
Okay.
She knows, you know.
She knows what's happening.
Well, she knows
where your mind goes,
well,
the algorithm.
Yeah, because like I was having a conversation and all of a sudden she was talking about one thing and I changed the conversation.
What?
And
what do you
his
know?
His mom talked about the mom said, yeah, there's Hugh on his own planet, or something she said. But it was about basically that, you know,
well, yeah.
I'm having my own conversation with myself. Like, basically, that's what she said.
I mean, talk show hosts in essence have to do that.
Yeah.
I think that's it's a good trait you have. Just sometimes you go to the nth degree.
And I don't think people understand that we're always on. You know what I mean? For the most part, because you're always. Like, there's times when I'm watching sports or whatever, because I sent you you guys something this weekend about the refs that got fired in the NFL.
Yep.
Like, we're always looking for different things to talk about.
Including the Hugh's clues.
Yes.
Including this situation with the mating. All right, Lisa in Jersey. What's up, Lisa?
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey,
Lisa, what's up?
So what do we want to talk about? We want to talk about the answer to the question, or do we want to talk about the lineup?
Let's talk about the lineup and the Phillies first, and then we could end with your answer. Maybe hopefully you get a winner here.
I'm more with you here. A lot of things you've been saying, I agree with. I'm okay with Friday and Saturday's lineup. Saturday and
Friday, Saturday when Stott was hitting leadoff.
Okay. I'm okay with Stott leading off. He doesn't hit for power, but he is quick and he is good and he does have a good, you know, batting average. I don't know. It's so early. What are we, like 14 games in?
Yeah. Yes. They are 14. Yep.
14 games in. Come on.
So, it's more to me. So, Stott's fine. He's not bad. But, like, this is don't you worry a little bit about a manager changing his plan three times in 2 weeks? It feels like either he's not convicted in what he's doing or he's concerned that it's not working anymore.
No, it's 14 games in. We got 162 games. Like, if I was going to change things up, this is when I would do it. I would do it early in the season. Figure it out now.
Well, that's fair. Yeah, you throw stuff against the wall and you see what sticks, and maybe this sticks. Yeah, I mean, I at least I get that. And again, I don't think it's bad to try things. I just wonder why we're changing. Like, they had a plan, and then 2 weeks in, we're out. We're done with
changed.
That. Changed a lot. Yeah.
No, you talking about the introduction of the new
lineup?
Yeah, the new leadoff hitter.
The new leadoff hitter. Yeah,
the
new.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with early in the season. I'm okay with it. I predict they're going to win 93 games this year. We're fine. People need to chill out. It's not time to panic.
We're not going to do that. We're going to people go panic.
Yeah, we will panic. But I hope you're 93 will be a nice season. All right, Lisa, what's your guess here? Hughes Clues. What animal is he talking about?
It is a seahorse.
A seahorse. Somebody else guessed that.
That's a popular guess?
Well, yeah, that's a popular guess.
Lisa, that's not it, but I like where your head's at.
Because don't the males get pregnant?
Something like that.
I think that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's unique reproductive. Yeah,
you know what's funny? When
it's
Lisa
actually
called,
more unique than the story you told us this morning.
I agree.
So? Yeah. Well, I don't think so, because once I break this thing down for you, y'all
sure
going to
all looking forward to you breaking down.
No, but
Kyle's going to be on the dump button over the animal stuff.
Wasn't it funny how Lisa, she felt kind of bad that she agreed with me? It felt like
it took a lot out of her. Like, she's like, man, I agree with you today.
This dude's an idiot, and I can't believe I'm agreeing with him.
Joe, you're so dumb today. I'm agreeing with you. It's unbelievable. All right, speaking of nonsense, Cowboy Jim up. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Joe, Hugh, could you tell that screener to be nicer to me?
I knew it was coming.
The screener.
Oh. I was on the board an hour ago. She said I was on the board an hour ago, and then all these, you know, bums call in and go, "Oh, I got the Hughes clue," which I have the right answer, but there's no way I'm going to an Eagle draft party. No way.
Well, you're not allowed. I mean, we wouldn't even give you the tickets anyway. You know how this works, Jim. We can't do that.
I know. You're actually banned.
Could you tell the Eagle fans it's an NFL draft party and not a draft beer party? Did you tell them that?
No.
What have I done to deserve this?
Won't do that.
Oh, they're going to party.
Yeah. We're going to have a good time.
It's going to be packed.
And you're not invited, Jim.
Wow, what an exciting weekend. A boring Phillies or boring golf. I couldn't tell which one to watch first there. And
the golf was electric. I mean,
do you like anything good?
The Rory playoff? I mean, come on.
That was boring. Listen, enough of this Phillies. I mean, Rhea brought it up. John Johnson brings it up. Oh, the Phillies are tired. They got to St. Louis at 5 a.m. These catered spoiled brats, have everything done for them. They get on the airplane. What do? They drink right away because some of your pitchers are fat. So they drink right away. They get right back to their card games, and then they're like, oh, they're so tired. They're sluggish because they've been catered to the best hotel and catered airplanes. Give me a break.
I mean, is this Steward Jim talking, or is this baseball
you
fan Jim
right
talking?
It is. I know what goes on in the charters. They're sitting there playing their games at $100, $1,000 hands. Come on, give me a break saying that they're tired. They do this for a living. You got players in spring training that were like, well, I'm not going to take the bus to a
game. I know. I mean, generally, I agree. It's April. Like, in August, I get it. Their bodies are tired. It's a lot of baseball. It's April.
And move players to the outfield. Move them to the infield. Change up the lineup. They're not hitting no matter where you put them, no matter what's going on. It's not working. So 81-81, no playoffs.
Oh, Jim, that's enough. That is enough. We got to really question if we let Jim on the show some days. I mean, he's a lot.
It's a lot.
I'm glad he recognized we weren't giving him the tickets anyway. I mean, that didn't matter.
I don't think he knew either.
Well, I didn't want to let him give a guess, because then I would have felt conflicted if he got it, because then I feel like I have to give it to him. Yeah. But I'm not letting him we're not letting him bring everyone down at the draft party.
Yeah,
as we say Cowboy Jim's on the line, everybody gets let down.
Oh, you feel something, yeah. Now, you might listen to hate what he's going to say.
You feel the air get let out of everybody.
Yeah, like, oh, this guy. All right, now let's bring everyone's spirits up. Joe in the Northeast is up. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Joe. What's going on?
All right. I told Kyle, you know, I want to make a comment about Thompson. Mm-hmm. But, then he got off the line. So, you know, I always have more to
of
say.
Of course.
Is Brandon Marsh and Baum, are they still roommates off the field?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. That was a big thing for a while. I'm not sure.
Because that isn't too good when you got two guys struggling as they are. And, you know, one guy, you know, Baum's complaining there, you know. So I was just wondering about that. Joe, Are you the guy on the station that, that referred to Garrett Stubbs as the vibe?
Yeah, Chiefs vibes guy. Chiefs vibes, yeah, man. Mascot, right, whatever you right. want to call him.
They miss Stubbs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll talk to anybody about Philly fans, but my daughter and I, we were up to see the Iron Pigs mm-hmm. yesterday. They had a doubleheader. I went to see talk to Cal Stevenson and see Crawford and all. And let me tell you, there isn't a coincidence why the Iron Pigs, who don't have really any great arms, their starting pitching is much better with Stubbs calling games up there. I stopped a couple fans and I said, you know, and I said that to him. He said, you're right. He said, you know, Stubbs has improved that pitching staff. And, you know, for these people that want to, last year, you know, Stubbs, bring Marshawn up. And then about, Marshawn is and they're knocking Nola. You know, I know that Ron from Monco, he knocks him. He's had three starts this year, Nola, mm-hmm. right? He's got five walks, all right? And Marshawn caught him in the last game. He walked four guys when he called that game. Right, and I said this about Marshawn last year when Realmuto was hurt, that Suarez, he caught him for eight games after that London trip when they came back.
Right.
Ranger didn't win any of those games. And Stubbs had a better winning percentage than Marshawn during the time JT was hurt.
You think they missed Stubbs?
No. I mean, but that should be a move that's made. That Marshawn, the next time he runs the ball out the first base, disable this, okay? And you bring Stubbs back up. That's one thing, all right? And then how about I came home and I watched the game. Before we left, the over the Iron Pigs, they gave the score to the Phillies, 7-0. Mm-hmm. So my daughter had it taped. I came home and I watched it. I saw Wheeler. Could you please tell me, this is why this guy, this manager, cannot handle a bullpen. Why did he bring in Matt Strom yesterday? Tell me. In the seventh inning he came in, why did he bring him in? Tell me.
Well, I don't know, Joe. I mean, I don't know. I mean, here's what I do know. They're in a long stretch without a day off. So they have to be very diligent about who they use and when they use them. I'd stay away from Strom, Kirkering, Alvarado in any game that I'm not winning. I wouldn't use those guys.
Right. Tonight, this four-game Giants series, you'll see now he'll only pitch in one game of those four. I mean, they were down 4-0, bottom of the seventh there. So I seen they hadn't gotten a hit since the third inning. So there was four innings that went by, they had no hits. We're
right.
in the seventh.
Right.
So, I mean, are you telling me that they're going to come back and then they got Helsley as their closer? That was an inning for Ruiz or Tyler Banks. You don't bring him in and waste him. That guy does not know how to handle a bullpen. And in reference to Crawford, all right, he has a quick bat. He's not ready to come up right now. Okay.
Well, unfortunately, you might be right. Unfortunately, Marsh looks like crap, so we got a problem in the outfield.
Well, here's what you do: the move with Harper. You put Harper out in left field. Okay. You move Baum, maybe a change of position for there. You put him on first base, and you bring Sosa in, and Cody Clemens can spare a little playing time with him at third. And as soon as we get the lead, you get Clemens out of there.
You get the defense in. Yeah,
Joey,
I get it. It makes some logic to it. But that's to use your term, you used it a couple times. That's a lot of brain wrestling on the lineup.
Of brain wrestling.
If we want to get Sosa in the lineup, you know, we could just tell Trey Turner to go to the outfield. If it feels like this is a cruel joke that everyone plays on me when they have crap in the outfield and they have a shortstop that used to play the outfield and we watch him play and Sosa sits the bench. It doesn't make any sense. Didn't make sense last year. Doesn't make sense again.
It feels like there's still some moves to be made and there's probably going to be some tough decisions that are going to have to be levied in the next couple of weeks. We're not there yet, but there are some things, to your point, Bryce Harper going back to the outfield. That's something that could potentially
and
happen.
And he did say during spring, right, that he if they had signed Alonso, he would have moved back to the outfield. So now, he's already said it out loud.
Yeah, but it might be out of necessity that we had to shake some things up.
Well, I'm good with that. All right, 215-592-9494. I don't think it's too early to have real concerns with the Phillies. Do you agree? Where do you come down? What do you think? Your call's coming up. Plus, we'll check in on Phillies jail. Someone who's actually displaying good behavior. And maybe a long overdue imprisonment.
Guilty!
Yeah, we're sorry. Someone's going in. 215-592-9494. Your phone call is coming up. And a third clue for Hughes Clues. We got a four-pack of tickets to the sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party giveaway on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Yeah, you guys know what that means. Welcome back. Midday Show. All right, here it's time to check in with Phillies jail here. You know, the last couple
Who in
of weeks.
Jail?
Well, we had Jordan Romano in there. And well-deserved for the beginning of the season. But I don't know. Threw harder in St. Louis. I guess it was in Atlanta on that game that everyone fell asleep during. Hit 96, 97 on the gun. Are we considering letting Jordan out on good behavior? What are we thinking?
I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah? You want to let him out?
Yeah, I think so. I think it all depends on what Kyle thinks. What Kyle thinks. I don't think Kyle's going
to. You're leaving
him
it up to me?
Well, no, I mean.
He stays in for now.
Wow.
Hold on. You don't get to murder somebody. And then after 1 week of good behavior, they're like, okay, you're good.
All right.
He needs to put in a little bit more time.
Okay, how about this? His ERA is still over 10.
Yeah,
I think we need to come down to the single digits before we consider, you know, legitimately opening the door.
Especially with
guy.
The way he acted at the beginning of his sentence.
Yep.
Like, he needs to display a lot more good
behavior.
He had
to fight in the cafeteria, remember?
Y'all holding all that against him.
Yes.
We
keep track of the behavior here. That's how this works. All right. But we have to open a new cell because it is long beyond time. That we put Brandon Marsh in Phillies jail. It's time to put him in, lock him up, throw the key away. Because this is, Hugh, it's an O for April. Is anyone else wondering how long this could continue for? Let's say he's in the lineup tonight.
He has been flying under the radar because we've been so focused on Bone.
Yeah, O for April.
Yeah.
Zero. I mean, today is April 14th, which means if he goes hitless tonight, if he even plays, he will enter the 15th day of the month without a single hit this month. And most of these at-bats stink. It's just a ground ball to the right side or a pop up to center field. I think it's time we put Brandon Marsh in jail.
Maximum security prison.
Damn.
Might need to go to solitary confinement.
To get
it's been
mind
terrible.
Right.
It's been so
he's
bad.
He's not in gym pop. He can't be in gym pop.
No, he's way too dangerous to be in gym pop. Yep. We can.
Solitary? I think solitary is more than acceptable at this point.
No socializing.
No, you're out.
24-hour lockdown. 23-hour lockdown.
Yeah. All right. And listen, if this doesn't work, we're sending to the maximum security prison, the federal prison. That would be AAA. You go to Allentown if this doesn't work. All right, Brandon Marsh to prison. Let's put him in there. Phillies jail.
Oh, I hate to see it.
Guilty!
He's in.
Guilty. That's funny.
We do this just to use the guilty.
It's an excuse.
Can we hear from Brandon Marsh talking about letting his guys down right now?
It's been a rough start to the season for sure. But, you know, we just got to keep our head down and, you know, try to win as many ball games as we can. I know I'm not doing my part, which stinks the worst. You know, I just feel like I'm letting my guys down, and I need to be better for them.
Yesterday, laid down the bunt, drew a walk. You kind of in the mood right now, just like trying to do whatever it takes to, you know, have like a productive at bat, a day, etc.
Most definitely. You know, like I said, just going through it right now, and. I gotta do anything I can to help this ball club win. And right now, I'm not doing that. So I got to figure some things out.
All right, all joking aside, and obviously we're having some fun with
this. At least he's self-aware, though.
He is.
Unlike some other folks.
Should they send him down to the minor leagues? Like, all joking aside, he has been, since the middle of last year, in terms of strikeout rate, one of the worst hitters in baseball. He doesn't do anything else particularly well right now. He's hitting 108 this season. Now, he has two options left. He can be sent down. You know, when players play long enough,
options, yeah,
they can't be sent down. Like, you know, no matter what Trey Turner did, they couldn't just send him down without his permission. He's played too long. Brandon Marsh could be sent down. Should the Phillies send him down? And if you say yes, there's two options. One, they could call Crawford up the way Rhea suggested. Or if you think he's not ready, you could just play Rojas for 2 weeks. I mean, at this point, and you know, I don't think much of Rojas as a hitter. He's not worse than Marsh right now, and he plays a better center.
We're down that bad, huh?
I'm
down bad, homie.
Yeah, I am down bad.
Down bad.
He doesn't even hit in April. April, would you send him down? Let's start there. Yes or no?
I would say probably let him get his mind right. Yes. I would send him down because it's obvious. Like, he's the only one that I've heard thus far. Haven't heard all the cuts, let me put that out there. But the one thus far that is in the realistic space of where he is right now with this club. So I would say, yeah, I'll give him a couple weeks down there.
Kyle, would you send him down to the minors?
Yeah, why the hell not? I mean, I'm willing to try anything at this point. I'd rather not see him fight his way out of it in the majors because, yeah. Like, he's not. If it was a guy like Castellanos or somebody who has a proven track record in Major League Baseball, I'd be more willing to say, like, let him fight through it. You know how Topper likes to do that with some guys. Brandon Marsh has never really shown that, that he can be a consistent hitter at this level. I mean, the guy never really hit lefties, and now he's not hitting literally anything. So, I mean, it feels like the only real option left.
I mean, there is one more, I guess, variable in this, because I said Rojas. Now, Gabriel Rincones was one of the stories of spring training. He went to AAA because there wasn't a spot for him on this team. He's got 3 home runs at AAA. I mean, you could bring him up here, and you could send Marsh down just to have an extra outfielder, and you play Rojas in center, but you incorporate Rincones. I don't know. I mean, we're obviously scratching at the bottom here.
Mm-hmm. If this is the conversation that we're having, and people really want to sit here and say it's too early to have concern.
Well, it's not. I mean, because we're considering sending down a starting player.
And playing Rojas every day.
Remember 3 weeks ago when they said he was going to hit lefties this year and play against lefties? They took 2 weeks to pull that plug.
Yeah, and not only that. The reason why I'm kind of on board with you guys is because Topper has been more proactive about pushing buttons. So this looks like when you talk about your team struggling the way that they did in this weekend that you just had, I don't think it's being overly panicky to try to make moves right now just to get this team going.
It also could send a message to everyone. Like, hey, nobody's safe here. This guy's been in the big leagues for four or five years. He's been here since 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Even we'll send him down. I mean, he's not a star, but he's certainly established enough that it's a big thing if they send him down. I mean,
nobody's above this.
No.
That kind of puts some external pressure on Dave Dombrowski, too.
Sure it does.
Like, that was one of his just trade deadline acquisitions. Traded away the catcher, supposedly of the future, for this guy.
He traded away one of the better prospects he had when he got here.
And he's a negative contributor to the team.
It really is. All right, 215-592-9494.
Guilty!
Yeah, guilty, Brandon. We're sorry, but we're not. All right, Hugh, before we go further, why don't you give everyone a third clue? We have an incredible prize to give away today. And
third
people
clue?
Are stuck on your first two clues here. I mean, I know you're just ready to tell the story, but we have a 4-pack of tickets to the sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party at the Link coming up a week from this Thursday night at 7 p.m. April 24th. All right, Hugh, clue number 3 today. What do you got?
This one should knock it out of the park for folks. Mm-hmm. It's associated with this upcoming weekend.
Hmm. Okay. All right. All right, let's go to the phone.
Why are you laughing, Kyle? Those are some fire clues. I don't get what you say. Those are some fire clues.
If we have to get the 3, it's not.
I know.
It is. People aren't thinking.
Mm-hmm. Again, this is the teacher blaming the student.
Yeah, well, I'm just
if
saying.
You taught better, you'd have A's.
I'm just saying, hey, you guys are smart. You're just not using your brain right now.
Oh, okay. Good.
That's what it is. You're not using your brain.
You're turning around on people. Maybe if the clue's a little better. Drew in Philly's up. What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's up, Joe? What's up, Hugh?
Hey, what's Drew. On, what's up, buddy?
Nothing much. I mean, with the Phillies,
Kyle.
I get what everybody's saying, but I look at it, there's still 90% of the season left, so it's just hard to be that worried about it and take it that serious.
It's not that hard.
A lot of people are there.
90% of the season, Kyle? That's a lot.
I don't care. I took the pledge, Drew. I don't know what you want me to do.
That's the best.
Drew, I get it. I get what you're saying. Let me ask you a question, though. If you're going to walk across a pond that is frozen, and you can look out, 90% of it looks good, but you look down right in front of you and there's a crack in the ice, you feel great?
What's on the other side of the pond? How important is it to get to the other side there?
Well, in this case, we have to play 162, so you have to get across.
If it's important and 90% looks good,
yeah.
I'm going.
See, I would go.
You're
too,
gonna fall in,
but I'd be getting bracing myself to fall right through that ice.
Nah, yeah, so I hear. So I'm not.
Yeah, forget
I'm not as concerned. What I'm more concerned is with how do we get Cowboy Jim off the radio?
Well, there's
can we do a poll? Can we do a petition?
Well, so a poll
would not go well.
Yeah,
for
a poll
him.
Wouldn't go well, but polls don't really have much weight. We put up polls every day; it doesn't really matter. Yeah, now,
and Hugh just spins them whatever.
Yeah,
way.
Hugh lies about the poll results.
He sounds like the guy that goes through the drive-through, eats a couple fries, gets back in line to go complain that he didn't get enough fries.
He does.
I don't know why he let this guy fall in.
You know what, Drew? Let's do a petition.
People do that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I like the petition. If we get enough names on a petition, we will consider banning Cowboy Jim from the Midday Show.
Yep. I'm all for it.
All right.
All Cowboy fans.
We'll start with Jim. Okay, we'll start with Jim. All right, change.org. Are you gonna put the petition together, Drew?
No, oh my goodness.
Me put the petition together? Yeah, Kyle said he would.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
All right, he will do it.
I never said that.
When you screamed me, you said that.
Well, I hope they see me on
TV. I think you're gonna get the wax out of your ears there, bud.
All right, Drew, what is Hugh talking about? What is Hugh's clues today? What's your answer?
Groundhog?
Groundhog? It's Groundhog Day?
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
Didn't we have that already?
Disaster.
Joe lost it.
Yeah.
Joe lost it.
It is April 14th.
This is an indictment on Hugh's clues.
What do you mean? What? I thought you meant an indictment on me.
No, well, I mean, on your clues.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I that's probably a guess I probably would have gave. if I didn't hear the rest of the guesses.
When's Groundhog Day this year? April 14th. Yeah, yeah. It's right around the corner. Yeah. All right, let's go to Debbie in Glenside. What's up, Debbie?
I'm here.
Hey, Debbie.
Hey, Debbie.
Hey, guys. Hi, Joe. Hi, you. How?
Hey, what's going
I'm
on?
One of you people out here.
You're a you person, I guess. You people. Go ahead, Debbie. I don't know how to say it.
So how I feel about the Phillies, I think it's not too early to be concerned. They have a track record, and I'm not feeling a gel in the team, and you got to have a gel. Not that it can't happen, but there's nobody on the team that's giving it a spark. Dave Dombrowski didn't get somebody completely new and different to give him a spark, and no one on the team is really a shining spark. And I just don't have a good feeling. And it seems like everybody says the same thing every year. It's early, and they have their ups and downs, but we all know that their downs seem to come at the wrong time, even though they did beat the Dodgers. So that's the way I feel about it.
I feel very similar, Debbie, and I think you're right about that. They didn't add any spark. They feel flat. It feels like a flat team right now.
Yeah. As for the animal, my answer was taken. It was seahorse. But I will say that octopuses, Komodo dragons, and hammerhead sharks also have weird reproductive processes.
That was an insane way for you to put three guesses out there.
You know what? I respect it, though, Debbie.
Unreal.
Debbie helped everybody else that might have had that guess.
Debbie,
one had any of those. Maybe an octopus.
Maybe.
You took a handful of darts and just chucked them wildly at the dart.
I'm not mad at that.
I kind of respect it.
I am not mad at that. And none of them hit.
Which is the craziest part of it all. But that's part of the analogy. You throw darts at a dartboard. You're not expected to hit all the time. You're just throwing them. You just see what happens. And she threw three out there. That was three guesses in one. Now, if she had said, can I have three guesses, we all would have said no.
No, but she asked for forgiveness more so than permission.
Yeah. I think that's the better way to do things most of the time in life.
Sometimes.
You just say, I'm sorry, and everyone moves on. If you ask, they're going to say no.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
That's how we do half the things we do on the show. We just do it, and then we ask afterwards, and then usually they're mad at us. Dem in Delco, what's up, Dem?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Dem, what's up?
Got a guess for Hugh.
What you got?
I was going to go with rabbit.
Rabbit. Now, Dem?
That's a really good guess.
It was an outstanding guess, not at Dem. All right, what do you got from the Phillies? You worried or not? Yeah. Where are you at?
I think I'd be worried. I mean, it just feels like a... They just keep repeating. It's just nothing new. I feel like they all said like the daycare is over. I don't think it really is. I think that's just a facade. I think Bohm's still kind of struggling to get out of whatever slump he's in. He probably needs a fresh start, and I think the Phillies could use a little shake up in the rotation in the field. I think Turner should go to the outfield, get Sosa in a little bit more.
Well, Dem, I'd be all for that. Unfortunately, it feels like they don't like to broach those subjects, and they just kind of run the status quo out there. And meanwhile, Sosa's been one of their best players, and he sits the bench, you know, half the time here, which just drives me crazy. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, let's grab this call, because we were talking about something earlier, and Kyle in Westchester wants us to stop doing something. What's up, Kyle?
All right. So a few of the callers love to kind of throw everything back on Bryce somehow because Turner had a bad season and JT didn't have a great season last year. How is it Bryce's fault that when he vouched for JT to get re-signed, JT was the best catcher in baseball. He's still throwing people out. He just threw Ohtani a couple games ago. And when Turner, when he was on the block to, you know, come here, he was mashing with the Dodgers. He was hitting grand slams in the World Baseball Classic. And he did a job going to first base, you know, when Rhys Hoskins went down. He did that for the Phillies. He can't necessarily go back out in right field because Castellanos is already established there.
But I understand your large point, but Castellanos, they can move Castellanos to left field tomorrow. We're leaving Bryce at first because of Nick Castellanos?
Well, the way that you said that, like Brandon Marsh going in left field, just like we just saw yesterday, I mean, is it that easy for, you know, an outfielder who has established herself in a position to just move like that?
But Nick was signed here to play left field. When they signed Nick Castellanos, they had Bryce Harper. Right? Then
so is that
obviously
why they moved Harper?
What's that?
So they moved Castellanos to right field when Harper went to first?
Yeah, when he got hurt in 2022, where he hurt his elbow and he had a DH that year, the World Series year. They moved Castellanos to right field at a necessity because they lost Bryce Harper.
Okay. I don't understand how, you know, it's Bryce's fault or, you know, why isn't Dombrowski doing anything about, you know, the outfield to kind of address
I agree with that. I mean, I think people get frustrated because it feels like they just signed Bryce's buddies, and if Bryce's buddies don't play well, people point it back to him. But you are right. Ultimately, Dave Dombrowski is in charge, right? He's the grown-up in the room, and he's been doing this for 40 years. If he puts together a team that's not that great, it's on him. I agree with you more than I disagree with you that Harper, he shouldn't get a large share of the blame. It's kind of part of the story.
I understand. And I have a guess. I haven't been laughing like the last half hour, but anybody say clownfish?
Clownfish.
Clownfish has not been guessed yet. Kyle, we appreciate it.
No, that's a good guess.
What do they have to do with this weekend?
I don't know. I mean, maybe there's a clownfish festival going on this weekend.
Maybe.
I mean, you would know about those more than we would.
Clownfish.
You seem to know what's going on in the festival world more than the rest of us. Algorithm stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. You know that furry festival coming to Philly in August.
Oh, no.
I will be there.
Why did you? Why?
Going to the furry festival.
Why?
Just going to hang out. I'm just hanging out. You know, I'm going to take pictures.
Yeah. Now I know what the YouTube audience is going to comment on during you people later on in the show. Now I know what's going to happen going. There. Well, you do whatever floats
your
boat.
That's going to float it. I'm going to go. Going.
Oh, goodness. All right, Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Terrence.
What's up, Kyle? What's up, man?
What's up,
hey,
bro?
Terrence.
First of all, I want to tell Daryl Murray to shut the hell up. This guy is irking by the time. I don't know how he's coming back another year when his whole tenure here has been a disaster besides signing James Harden. It's been a disaster.
It has stunk. Terrence, he has not been good here. I mean, they had a good draft pick with Morey. Maxey, it looks like good one with McCain. But his NBA acquisitions here have really gone backwards. Not good.
And he talks like he's on 10 gummies. He talks like slow, like he just took 10 gummies before these press conferences. Like, this guy needs to get lost. He never done nothing at the gym, if you ask me, in his whole career besides signing James Harden. As for the Philadelphia Phillies, man, we got to be worried right now because, like I said a couple weeks ago, we get up for the Dodgers and these other teams come in and we play down to the competition. We have a problem right now. I think we scored in the last five games. I listened to the broadcast. We scored six runs in the last five games. That's horrible to me. And I feel like I don't know what you have to do with the bats right now, but to me, we have to get on all these guys, man. And I heard you say something, Joe, that they try to protect Harper, but in the Atlanta series, they tried to protect him, but versus the Cardinals, he didn't do nothing. They went right at Harper, and Harper couldn't manufacture nothing. He got a single yesterday, but other than that, this whole lineup has been struggling. And I hate it with these guys. When one person is struggling, the whole team is struggling at the plate. And to me, that's a cause for concern because, to me, it's the same old with these guys. And we know right now, I said it before, the Mets, they're not going nowhere. And, you know, we know the Braves are lowly, but we never know what teams are coming up in baseball this year.
Well, the whole NL West. I mean, Terrence, the West is what we thought the East was going to be before the year. They've got the obviously the Dodgers are going to be there, right? The Giants have played excellent. The Padres have played excellent. The Diamondbacks are good. I mean, if the Phillies think they're just going to sleepwalk to the playoffs, they're wrong. They need to play well to make it.
Yeah. And Joe, this is on Dave Dombrowski. Like, you put the same team out 3 years in a row. You ran it back. And to me, what did that call, guys, when you do the same thing over and over again?
Insanity.
It's called insanity. You're running it back, running it back, running it back, and you're getting the same result. Like, to me, in the offseason, you had a chance to shore up the outfield. You had a chance to shore up the lineup, and you didn't do it, Nebraska. This is on you, buddy. Like, they said you were this excellent guy, so excellent at doing what you do. I haven't seen it since you've been here either. So, to me, you're on Daryl Morey level, buddy.
Well, that's not a place you want to be. I mean, no one wants to be on Daryl Morey level. Terrence, how about that? Good phone call. He came in with the Morey slander and came out comparing Dombrowski to Morey. I mean, that was
a pretty good call.
Planned out.
Really good call.
You're right, Kyle.
Can we find a different go-to phrase other than the stupid definition of insanity thing?
You tired of that one?
I mean...
It's ran its course?
Yeah, like, we can get a little more creative.
Okay.
Without, yeah, I mean, it's just the same thing over and over again.
You're tired of
it. I mean, that's, you
that's
know.
That's the definition of
well, it's,
insanity.
It's not even, by the way. It's not even the definition of insanity.
Do you want
just a stupid saying.
Yeah, do you want to give the actual definition of insanity?
I don't.
Okay.
I'm just tired of it.
Okay, I get it. No argument. Ken, it's Cinemitzer. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
What's going on, Ken?
Ken, welcome back. How you doing?
Are you with me?
Oh, we're here. You with us?
Okay. Yeah, I am. I had you on speaker. I took you on speaker by accident.
Okay. I said, welcome back, Ken. How are you?
Yes, it's good to be back. I'm well. I'm a little tired of wine, but other than that, I'm well. So.
Well, he got it in this weekend.
Wine country,
he got it in.
So first of all, let me get the guests out of the way first. Is it one of Hugh's favorite meals too? I believe. Is it a chicken?
Yes.
It is a chicken,
it's a
Ken.
Chicken.
You are headed to the Eagles draft party, Ken.
Unbelievable, this guy.
Yes, you got it.
Ken been on fire lately.
He has. He's on a run here.
Because he listens.
Well, chickens have a relatively unique reproduction.
Do you care to explain?
Well, yeah. Hens ovulate like every day. So hens can just keep on popping out, fertilized eggs. Day after day after day. So they can be always basically pregnant, which, would be like a nightmare if you were married to something like that.
Yeah, that's a lot right there.
That's a lot. And Ken, that's exactly what it was. And it's called, roosters don't have male reproductive parts. It's called a cloacal. And it's called a cloacal kiss when they actually do it. And they can do it like up to multiple times a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I know everybody like, what the hell?
I'm not going to touch that one.
No, but that's what it's called. It's called a cloacal kiss. It's called, it's above board.
You're not getting this anywhere else besides this show.
Yeah. Hard-hitting facts.
From Hugh's algorithm.
I'm on good behavior. So the problem with the Phillies is not the lineup. The problem with the Phillies is the roster. It is fatally flawed. I've said this before. The roster construction of this baseball team is fatally flawed. It is, first of all, it is way too left-handed, which is something that has occurred over the last couple of years. But really, you can almost trace it back to when they just decided that a guy like Rhys Hoskins, who hits 30 home runs a year from the right side of the plate, was just disposable. And that was because Bryce Harper, who I love, so I'm not the Bryce Harper truther here, but Bryce Harper was unwilling to go back to right field, which made, and I already had a DH because Kyle Schwarber can't do anything but DH. He probably doesn't even own a glove, so it made Bryce Harper just redundant in this, or Rhys Hoskins redundant in this lineup. They've never replaced that right-handed bat. The right hand, Castellanos was not supposed to be the replacement for Rhys Harper. Castellanos was supposed to be an augmentation from the right side for Rhys Hoskins.
He was supposed to be a six hitter, and he became a four hitter, unfortunately.
And, when Rhys Hoskins, you maybe remember this, but when Rhys Hoskins went down in spring training, It was Bryce Harper himself who said, "We lost the leader of our baseball."
Yep. Oh, can I? I think it's, you're right. They have not replaced that. I think back to the 2022 run in the playoffs when I think this group was at their best. And they started the games with Schwarber, Hoskins, Harper, 1, 2, 3, and that was a younger and better version of JT that batted a cleanup a lot. They don't have that guy anymore, and they don't have that Hoskins anymore. They've been trying to replace it for years. They hope Turner's bat would do it. They hope Bohm would progress. None of this stuff has happened.
Well, not only that, but I mean, Reese Hoskins did strike out his share,
but he walked.
But he was the most disciplined hitter in the lineup.
Yep,
Reese Hoskins year in and year out was amongst the leaders in the National League in pitches per at bat seen. He always gave you a major league at bat. And they've never replaced that on this roster. And you know, at this point they have a whole bunch of guys who basically do the same thing. And I think they're a 92 win team just by accident, because you know, they're not going to go 0 for April like as a team for the rest of the year. So they will score runs, and the pitching staff is good enough that they'll be in most games. And, you know, there's some bad teams out there. So that will lend itself to, you know, 90-plus wins. But I don't even think 92 wins necessarily gets you into playoffs.
I'm not – yeah, Ken, I'm starting to think that it's going to take more than we thought. Ken, we appreciate the phone call. It's a fair point. The Giants come in red hot. There's a lot of good NL teams right now. 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard. We'll come back at your phone calls and, of course, the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock on Sports Radio 94 WIP. During the NBA Play-In Tournament, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all new customers a shot at $250 in bonus bets. Join FanDuel today. You get started with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. From three-pointers to steals to assists, FanDuel has so many ways to bet your favorite player props. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get in all the NBA Play-In Tournament action. FanDuel, official sports betting part of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94 WIP.